Back here on the Mighty 690 at 836. And we have a very special guest joining us on the line. We have Senator Jerry Moran. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
James, good morning to you. It's great to be with you and with our listeners.
Excellent. Well, wonderful. So we have you on here this morning because you're actually coming in to a visit here in southeast Kansas. And I know you got a couple of stops. And starting first in Baxter Springs, you've got some announcements that are going to be shared over there. Am I correct?
You are correct, James. It's great to be out of Washington, D.C. I continue to come home every weekend, but I have this entire week in Kansas because of the week between Palm Sunday and Easter, and great to be able to travel the state. I'll be as far west as Liberal and as far east as Baxter Springs, and I enjoy this part of my job, and it's important for me to listen to Kansans as to what they think about the issues we face in this country. And I'm glad. Today I'm in Pittsburgh, Baxter Springs, and Coffeyville. And Pittsburgh is to visit a business, a manufacturer that we hope will grow its presence in Kansas. And then we've been working with the Baxter Police Department, Baxter Springs Police Department, to help them get some funding for increasing technology. This comes, and I've paid a lot of attention to law enforcement over my time as a elected official, but especially when some people in the country started talking about defunding the police. I'm in a position in my appropriations process to have some input into the Department of Justice grant programs for local law enforcement. And so we've been trying to make certain that our local police departments and our local sheriff's departments, especially in rural Kansas, have a shot at those grant dollars. And so today I'll be in Baxter Springs with the police chief, with the opportunity to announce with Chief Henderson $165,713 coming to the city of Baxter Springs for their police department. Again, this goes back to the days of defunding the police. That's not the answer. The answer is give the police officers, our law enforcement officials, the tools they need to protect themselves and to protect the citizens. And this money will be used by the Baxter Springs Police Department for a camera system for the police officers that they wear, and camera system for in their vehicles that they drive, plus tasers, the state-of-the-art non-lethal alternative to help bring people into custody.
Excellent. Well, and I know that those officers over there in that part of the state, you know, here in our KGGF listening area, they've got a busy job with the highways that go through there. They got state lines, you know, kind of bordering them. And so, you know, they do get a lot of action over there. And so it's good to be able to support them there. And then I know that you are also planning to come here in Coffeyville and discuss some items here, especially with the levy.
Absolutely. City officials of Coffeyville were in my office in late last year, conversations about a number of issues that affect the city, the community. Housing and child care are pretty typical, not only in Coffeyville, but in almost every community across Kansas, particularly the need for more housing. And that's particularly an issue in Coffeyville because of the loss of housing from the flooding that occurred in 2007 and 2019. But at the top, I think, of their list in their conversations with me is, can we be helpful with the Army Corps of Engineers and FEMA in finding the resources to improve the levees that help reduce flood damage? I was in Coffeyville in 2007 when there was a flood. I know we were back in 2019 when there was a flood, and the city and the Army Corps of Engineers are working on a plan to improve drainage in Coffeyville at Highway 169. There's a plan to raise the southern portion of the levees, which run along the side of Coffeyville, and then some specific, like substation, power substations, water intake, try to protect those specific locations from flooding. So I'm going to visit with the city and emergency preparedness officials and the Army Corps of Engineers from Tulsa to see how I can be of help to try to find the dollars that are so hard to find in today's communities across Kansas. for the Corps of Engineers and for FEMA to help you.
Well, sure, and that's a really great, you know, we appreciate you helping to, you know, shine kind of some of that national spotlight here and give us some assistance there in Washington, because, you know, it is one of those things where, you know, our city leadership has been working and trying to look at a solution, because the fact of the matter is, you know, if we don't do anything, you know, that the flood like 2007, it will happen again. That's just the way Mother Nature goes, you know, in these cycles. So, you know, we've definitely got to do something to protect the investment that, you know, so many private businesses have made here in Coffeyville, and we want to continue to grow that. So we appreciate you being able to stop by here today in Coffeyville.
I'm glad to be there, and I think Coffeyville has a lot going for it. I remember when we lost one of the biggest employers. It was one of my first stops as a United States Senator in Coffeyville to attend and participate in a community meeting to try to figure out how to recover. But boy, there's a lot of good news going on in Montgomery County right now. The Cherryvale area, but also just the announcements that we have at least read about, Coffeyville Resources. And the hospital has got an expansion for a clinic. We know that there are good things that are happening there, and we want to be helpful when we can.
Well, that is wonderful. We appreciate all your efforts in that regard. We're speaking with Senator Jerry Moran here on the Mighty 690. And, Senator, I would be remiss in my duties as a broadcaster if I didn't have the chance to ask you about the AM for Every Vehicle Act. Of course, as you know, we are about the largest AM broadcaster in the state of Kansas, with 10,000 watts covering, you know, four states. And, you know, yesterday, actually, I know that the Kansas House passed a resolution endorsing that AM for Every Vehicle Act, and I wanted to ask you, has there been any recent talk here in Washington about this act that I know that you have some interest also in sponsoring as well, I believe?
Well, James, you are an example of why community broadcasting, community journalism is so important. I just listened to you. You were describing the things that are going on that the city's taking action on. For the citizens of the communities that are in your listening area, knowing what's going on at the school board, the county commission, what's going on at the city commission or city council, it's often reported by community journalists, people like those of you news anchors and news directors at radio stations across the country. And there's an attempt by automobile manufacturers to eliminate FM radio from vehicles. And it is FM that is significantly important to places like Kansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri, and rural areas across the country, but really everyone, to make certain that we have not only that community news, but we love to have our sports events covered, and perhaps most importantly, the weather and emergency reports that help keep people safe and prepared for the storms like we just were talking about. And so this legislation is moving forward in Washington, D.C., and I am pleased to be a sponsor of it, and it's certainly important to the broadcasters. And I'm happy to try to help out the broadcasters, but I would say most importantly, this is about taking care of citizens who can access radio in their vehicle.
Well, yeah, and that's the whole focus here is, you know, we want people to be able to have, you know, this access to the technology, because obviously, you know, some say, all right, well, AM is old technology, it's outdated with all the, you know, internet and everything we have. Well, I'll tell you, just like I tell the listeners so many times, you know, there's no other technology out there that exists to cover the wide area that we do. I mean, we reach all the way into western Kansas here on KGGF. We reach almost all the way down to Texas, and go into Arkansas and Missouri and all the way up to the Kansas City area. So that with FM broadcasting, there's really no way to do that because it's a line of sight technology. So just with that basic technology. And then the other fact is, you know, we have a lot of listeners here who maybe don't have access to the internet. You know, let's face it, if you're going to get online, you're going to pay for, you know, a phone, a computer. You're going to have a monthly subscription plan, you know, with the actual, you know, just getting the internet access, and that can add up for a lot of people. And so being able to have that, you know, low tech, if you will, but, you know, it's a simple, it's resilient, it's free, and, you know, it serves some of those underserved communities. So, you know, we really appreciate your attention on this. We'll see where this goes with the AM for Every Vehicle Act, but just wanted to thank you and for your attention on this issue as that kind of moves throughout the Capitol.
James, you're very welcome. As I listen to you, I'm thinking I may have said FM. by mistake, and I'll correct myself if I did, we're trying to make sure that the manufacturers don't take AM out of vehicles so that folks across Kansas and your listening area across this wide span of the country have access to the news and information in sports, weather and emergency preparedness, as well as the entertainment that comes from it.
Hey, absolutely. No worries on that. And, of course, you know, we got opening day. We'll have the Royals that are getting cranked up, too. So, you know, getting excited for that as well. So, sir, as we kind of wrap up our time together, again, we're really appreciated to have you here on a visit and to the state, you know, to be able to spend a little more time. I know our state legislators, you know, they always like the fact that, you know, they can get home every weekend and be able to be at home, because I know they'll tell you that they really enjoy spending the time here at home as opposed to Topeka, but you know, it's an important part to be able to go to Topeka, just like you're able to go to Washington, D.C. But anything else you'd like to share with us as we wrap up our time together?
James, I would just say that when I return to Washington, D.C., two priorities. One, I want to pick up on the assistance that we're trying to provide to local law enforcement. One of the best things we could do for local law enforcement and the citizens they serve is get our border action under control. The illegal activity at the border must stop. People who are coming here who are not entitled to come need to be prohibited from coming. But we've got to stop the flow of drugs, human trafficking, and the terrorist activities that can occur in this very dangerous world. So while I'm pleased to try to find the resources that we can direct toward a place like Baxter Springs, for the sake of the country, we need to focus on getting this border situation under control. And secondly, it's past time for Congress to pass a farm bill, and that's important to our ag producers across the country, and we're working hard to try to make certain we get that done before the current farm bill expires at the end of September.
Excellent. Well, I know those are some really big priorities, and I think our listeners would very much agree on that. So, sir, thank you so much for taking the time here to talk with us as you head into some of our communities. And I know you got a busy schedule of visits today, so we'll let you get back to it. But once again, really thank you for coming on here on the Mighty 690, and I hope you have a good time here with some of our community members and leaders.
I look forward to being there soon. Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. I hope we can talk again real soon. That is Senator Jerry Moran here on the Mighty 690. Appreciate him taking the time to talk with us today. So very exciting stuff on the way. And we are going to have, we won't have our update from Coffeyville's Reawakening. That has been pushed back here to next week. So here in a little bit, we are going to start open line right around 9:10. And then we're going to have our update from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. That'll be at 10:10. So keep it here on the Mighty 690. We've warmed up a little bit to 33 degrees, and we are going to have sunny skies on the way with a high in the upper 60s for southeast Kansas, northeast Oklahoma, heading up just a little bit higher to the low 70s. 33 right now at KGGF.